Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. As one of the largest providers of daycare in Northumberland County, the YMCA offers a unique perspective on the pressures facing operators. As we heard last week, the transition to providing $10 a day spaces has left many providers wondering if they can stay open. Eunice Kirkpatrick, CEO of the YMCA Northumberland, gives a candid assessment of the situation from the front lines. Operating 22 programs in the county, it is the largest nonprofit supplier of daycare, as well as before and after school programs for kids. If you are a parent, grandparent, or caregiver, you will want to hear what she has to say in the first segment. I'm delighted today to have Eunice Kirkpatrick, the CEO of the YMCA Northumberland, on Consider This Northumberland. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rob. I'm really happy to be here.
There's a lot of information floating around out there about daycare closures. Recently, the YMCA head office said the current funding formula is threatening the viability of its daycare centers across the province. Can you tell us, and very simply, is there any chance of daycare centers operating by the YMCA in Northumberland County under threat of closing?
Well, yes, there is risk with the new Canada-wide early learning system, early learning childcare system, that was introduced in 2022. And if I can just give you a little bit of background, Rob, and the WISE role provincially in what we're doing. But just to give you some context, the WISE has been delivering high quality childcare in Ontario for 55 years, believe it or not. And we currently offer 76,000 licensed spaces collectively. So we represent a fifth of the spaces in the province. And we were really pleased when the government announced the $10 a day program, because making high quality childcare more affordable, more accessible, is a valued investment in our communities and in our province and across Canada, because this is a national program. And it really yields a lot of social economic returns by supporting the needs of our youngest learners. And many of them I see daily in our childcare next door to my office. And it does allow more families, specifically females, to participate in the workforce. So that's a little bit of context of where we're coming from. I'm going to refer to it as CWELC because it's mouthy, the Canada-wide Early Learning Childcare System. So CWELC will be the acronym. But when the government did announce it, they were looking at 86,000 spaces throughout our province. And that was announced in 2022 with a full implementation in 2026. And we anticipate by the time 2026 rolls around, that will have escalated to about 220,000 spaces that people will be looking for, because it's lucrative, the $10 a day. And we're also looking at the dilemma of a shortfall of 8,500 registered early childhood educators. So that's where we're at right now. I can go on to talk a little bit more about...
Let's just take a break at it for a moment, because I'd like to go back and sort of dig into some of the things that you've said, because they're really, really important and significant. First of all, locally, how many daycare spaces does the YMCA operate in the county?
So in Northumberland County, we have 600 spaces, licensed spaces. That's our operating capacity. Our licensed capacity is around 1,100. And I say that because it's significant, because there's a number of Obviously, the shortage of ECEs already that we're experiencing, we can't open all specifically our before and after childcares. And I want to clarify, this CWELC funding only applies to children under 6 years of age. So we operate 22 sites in Northumberland County, but 18 of them are before and after school care, and the reduction, fee reduction does not apply to those kids.
The impact then locally, when you say that there is a threat of a closure locally, you're talking about some of these 22 operations that you run, how many would be impacted?
Of the 22, four would be under potential stress, because the discount only applies to children under six, and we operate four full day childcares. The remainder 18 are before and after, so that it's not really applicable to that, although I think at some point the government's going to look at that.
When you look at the current funding model, what is the problem? Where is the disconnect between what you're trying to do and what the government is trying to fund?
Absolutely. So currently, when they rolled out the fee reduction, they're looking, so last year, all parents received a 50% reduction in fees. That, and their fees were around 41 to 43, depending on the program they were looking at. So 50% right off the bat. It will continue, reductions will continue over the next couple of years until we reach that $10 a day, which is excellent, and we're fully supportive of that for parents. Where the disconnect comes in is there was a cap on the parent fees in 2022 where providers couldn't increase the fees. So we are running with the same fees, but on the operating expense side, costs continue to rise. So we look at food costs, which have gone up exponentially through the pandemic. We're looking at supplies in general. We're looking at energy costs. So all of those costs continue to rise. And prior to this, the CWELC, we were able to implement increases on the parent fees to cover those costs. So as much as we're getting reimbursed, for the parent fee subsidy, nothing has been recognized in the funding formula for the expense side of things.
How much does it cost to run a daycare center?
Well, I can drill it down to one center, but 62% of our annual budget is related to childcare for this year. So our overall budget for YMC Northumberland is $10 million, and 62% of that, so $620,000, is used to operate all our childcares.
Of that, then parents pay a portion of that. Now, are there any other sources of revenue that you can receive that help you offset some of those costs?
Not specific to the childcare, because we have to look at that as its own cost center with this new CWELC program. So we're really urging the province, the provincial government and the federal government to look at the funding formula. It's really important that the funding formula is addressed, that all expenses are covered. And the other piece that I want to also address is just the workforce and the wage inequity.
I appreciate that, and I'd like to talk about that at some length. But while we're talking about costs, I was interviewing Leslie Patterson last week. She's in charge of the early years services program.
Yes.
And she said that the county puts in about $1.5 million to help support daycares. Do you receive any of those monies?
Yes, we do. And we're very fortunate to have such a great partner as Northumberland County, but we do receive funding. There is wage enhancement, there's general operating grants. And with the new CWELC, there's also annual increases now that will help support wages as well.
When you were talking there, you were talking about receiving enough money to cover your expenses. We hear in the debate, as people are talking about this, about full cost recovery.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about when you're describing that? So
absolutely.
How much would you need then to hit that mark? How much more money would locally would we need so that you could meet your expenses and not have to be concerned about closing?
So I think it would be, it would differ per provider in the community. But if you look at what we've not been able to increase our fees, you know, year over year, which is compounded. So if we look at a 3-4% per year on wage parent fees, we've lost that. So it would be hard to sort of provide a finite number, but there's that piece, but also to help support wages as well, because there is such a disparity in the wage, the ECE wage. So we would need probably between, I'm going to throw out a number here, but at least 15 to 20% to cover our infrastructure. And I also want to make a point too with our why, because we are the largest provider in Northumberland County, we do have a different staffing infrastructure. So we need staff to support our curriculum. We need staff to support the licensing audits. They're not necessarily staffing programs, but there's administration that goes with a lot of the compliance that's required of licensed childcare.
You've referenced it a couple of times. I'd like to come back to it now, and that is staffing. So let's talk about that. First of all, how much do you pay your staff at the moment?
Well, right now we're in around the, for ECEs, it's around the $24 per hour. $23.86 is the wage floor. So it could be ranging between $23.86, $24. It's higher for supervisors. The wage, we were really pleased that the government did recognize the advocacy that we had done from a YMC Ontario perspective last fall. And because they came out with the workforce strategy where they are looking at addressing wages year over year. However, more work needs to be done because there's still an inequity with the public and private sector.
What would you see as being the ideal salary range for ECE workers that you feel would recognize their expertise?
Really, any ECE or they're looking at after our most precious possessions, our children. And so anywhere, I think, in the $30 range is not unreasonable. And if you look at the school boards and the ECE compensation, that would be more equitable and rewarding. And it provides, sends a feeling of them being valued as well, because they work very hard. ECEs work tremendously hard every day.
I notice on your social media account, you are currently looking for early childhood educators, but there's a lot of talk that these type of people are hard to find, to hire, to retain. Can you maybe share some of your experience in trying to hire staff?
Yeah, so it certainly is challenging. And I just want to make a point when I talk about ECEs, we have non-ECEs in our facilities as well, who also are doing equally the same amount of work. And some of them come with other qualifications. They might be, you know, retired teachers. They might have an EA from a school board. But some of the challenges, I really do think it comes down to the wage compensation. Retention is tough. It tends to be more female dominated profession and second income. And that we shouldn't have that disparity. We want to make sure that there's equity in the workplace. And I think, you know, we have a lot of long-term employees that we've managed to retain. They love their work. But when it becomes an affordability, you know, I think that's when a lot of them do leave onto the school boards.
When it comes to all of the issues that we just talked about, are there other aspects of it that maybe don't get talked about very much, but are critical?
So I think, in a sense, the other factors I think that should be considered, not many people are going into the profession anymore because I think of the wage disparity. So we're creating a two-tier system where we pay an ECE in the school board X and we're paying an ECE in a childcare quite a bit less. So that's discouraging people from going into the profession, and we need to address that from a skills training perspective as well, to make sure that, you know, because not everybody wants to work in the school board and vice versa. So if there's wage equity, then the pool would grow, pool of people would grow.
The Ontario government is working on a new funding formula. What would you like to see happen with that funding formula, and how will this make it better?
So really, with the funding formula, there's two sort of key pieces that we want to make sure, really to deliver on the commitment of a new long-term, this new long-term funding formula that will build in full cost recovery. And in the interim, enhance the funding allocations for 2024 to ensure the viability of the sector. We are definitely supportive, even from a YMC Ontario perspective. We've offered to pilot the new funding formula to determine, you know, is this really going to work? Are we getting everything covered that we need to? But we know this change is difficult, and that doesn't come without its challenges. But I'm an optimist, and I feel all working together from all levels of government, all three tiers, we can make this happen and provide the understanding that's required from a provider. We can't have more stress on the providers, and it also cannot be a convoluted process to report back on it, because that would increase their overhead as well, right? And I think the last thing there, Rob, would be the workforce strategy is to continue to move that forward and get the wages to where people feel valued and respected in the industry.
The Ontario government has ordered municipalities that directly operate childcare centres to do a value for money audit of their programs to determine if they could instead be operated by a quote unquote third party. This has raised concerns about privatization. First and foremost, is that the way things work in Northumberland, or is it different?
Primarily in Northumberland, it's the non-for-profit charitable sector. Most of our child cares, with maybe the exception of one or two, are in the non-for-profit sector.
Are you concerned, though, overarching about the possible privatization of daycare centres? Is that an issue for you?
It certainly, you know, is something we have to consider. I would say that if the formula isn't worked out through the various governments, then there is the risk that providers will look at modifying the program they're currently running, or maybe withdrawing from CWELP. And then, so you're back to your full fee, parent fee again. But I think this risk in all of this that we're dealing with and how we're all trying to navigate through, what's the eligibility of the private sector being able to tap into the CWELP funding as well? So that would have to be given consideration.
Port Hope Council is offering space at its former Ruth Clark Centre and its Canton Hub. Is the YMCA interested in either of these sites to create additional spaces?
Well, in actual fact, when we are looking at the count, so I talked about the 86,000 spaces provincially. Locally, we're looking at 400 collectively as providers. And the YMCA is going to be opening three centres over this next year, one being the Canton Hub. And it was just announced today. And so I think you're reading that press release. And we also have purchased a facility in Warkworth. And we're converting it as I speak right now. And there's also, so that we'll have 49 children at each of those locations. And then we're looking at Northumberland, I want to see NCIS, but it's the Northumberland Centre for Individual Studies. And we're offering 15 spaces of mixed age group. And that's in the works as well. So,
is this a good approach, having a municipal body offering space?
It's an excellent approach because it's communities working together. And the collaboration that we have seen, both with the Trent Hills community, Cobourg and Port Hope, has been tremendous. And they want to see these services in their communities, which will help and support employment opportunities. So if people have childcare, then jobs will be filled because there's a deficit of many jobs throughout the communities in 22.
Can you share any stories about parents trying to find a space, a daycare space in the county?
Yeah, it's very, very difficult. And I will share that a story is one of our board members has a a daughter who has a child and can't get in anywhere throughout the county. And, you know, we're looking, even home childcare have waiting lists. So it's very, very difficult. And the advice to anyone who's looking to start a family, as soon as you know that you're going to be having a child, you'll want to get the child on the waiting list. And even at that, it could be, you know, 2-3 years out. So it is a challenge to find care.
Just last week, the Federal Families Minister, Jenna Suds, said the provinces had their eyes wide open when they signed on for $10 a day daycare. And I'm going to quote her right now. She said, "The provinces and territories entered into these agreements eyes wide open, knowing what the expectations were, knowing how many spaces were expected to be created, and what dollars were on the table for them to work with. And I fully expect we'll continue working with them to ensure that this is successful." How do you respond to her statement?
I would say it. There was definitely an underestimation of how much this was going to cost, and you know, from a provincial, federal perspective, Ontario was the last province to sign on to the agreement, because they wanted to ensure that they had the funds from the federal level to make sure that this, you know, could be implemented in the way it needed to be done. So, but I do think there was definitely an underestimation of the magnitude of cost that it was going to have for each province. Yeah.
Do you think this kind of finger pointing is helpful at this time?
It's not helpful. I feel we all have to come together. This is a tremendous, we've been waiting for this for a long, long time. People have been talking about affordable childcare for many, many years. This is a fantastic program that I think both the federal and provincial government must commend themselves on bringing to the table and to all provinces. And now that it's here, we just have to work it through. It's definitely the way of the future, and we need to be positive and come to the table and come up with solutions.
What advocacy needs to occur to move the governments to fix this problem?
At this point in time, the advocacy is really on the funding formula, a real understanding of what's the deficit, because if providers don't have the adequate funding, the risk is they close, you know, they move away from CWELC, they, you know, start doing their own thing. So if this is something we all want to get behind and fulfill the vision of our country, because it is across the country, this program, then we need to ensure that we've come this far, we've come 2 years into it. Yes, there's going to be hurdles, there's going to be challenges, but I think it's an important program for our families.
What can parents, grandparents, or anyone else who is listening do to support this?
I think it's just, you know, making its awareness, its advocacy. You know, we have met with our MPP, David Piccini, and he is supportive. I know he does talk to the Minister Lecce. We have great advocacy at Y Ontario. We have a staff there who sits at the minister's table. So, and WISE collectively throughout the country have been talking to the media, as I'm doing today, just to keep this awareness in front of everybody, because it needs to be, we need that advocacy to make sure it's not going away.
Is $10 a day daycare realistic?
It would be realistic if the funding formula supports it. Yeah, absolutely.
So what's next?
What's next? We've moved the dial a fair bit in this last year. You know, we've got the workforce strategy, which we were really pleased about, which has come through some advocacy there. And they are looking at the funding formula. It was supposed to be finalized last fall, but they've delayed it until around August of this year. I'd like to see that work, pushed up. So then operators can have a runway. We need to plan, we need to budget, we need to understand what our capacities are, and especially for growth as well, because there's lots of growth that we have to build into this. So we need to have some forward thinking in what we do as operators.
Eunice Kirkpatrick, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. I much appreciate it, Rob.
That was Eunice Kirkpatrick, CEO of the YMCA Northumberland. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.